1959. That's Margaret Lewis doing a song called "Shake a Leg," a lady that came out of Louisiana and recorded on the Ram record label out of Shreveport, and got hooked up with a lady. I believe her name was Myra Smith, who was also a guitarist, and Margaret played the guitar too. And so, a song that you may have never heard. It didn't chart, and we're going to kind of be doing some things today on BRC Radio. Thanks for joining us today. We're coming out of Birmingham, Alabama, brought to you each week by the Birmingham Record Collectors. And what I'm going to do today is just a little different than what I have been doing in the past. But going to do a program at our club meeting this coming Sunday, and it's about uncharted records and charted records. So what I thought I'd do is I'm going to be playing today a charted female or female group record, and pitting it against a female or female group record from the same time period that did not chart, and let you decide which one you would have bought. You know, Berry Gordy, when he started Motown, used to get his production staff together. I've read where it was every Friday at 9 a.m. I don't know if it was every Friday consistently or whatever, but anyway, that's what they said. But he would meet with them, and he would play the recordings they did the past week, and he would tell them, "You've got $1. You're hungry. Are you going to buy a sandwich with this dollar, or are you going to buy this record I just played for you?" And they would decide then what sounded good, what might sell out there. So what I'm going to do today is I'm going to play a charted record and then play one that uncharted, same time era, and let you think which one you would have bought back in the day. Now, try to get rid of all your biases towards a lot of top 40 and top 100 songs that you remember, and compare them with some of the good sounds that came out that may have never got any airplay anywhere. So anyway, hope you enjoy it, and we're going to get started right now with two songs from 1964. The first one is going to be Petula Clark and her song that charted, "I Know a Place," and then we're going to do one by a girls group who also played the instruments in this song. Kind of an answer song to a Beatles song, but the name of the group is the Beatlettes, and the name of the song is "Only 17. So see which one of these two, if you had a dollar and you had to buy one, which one would you have bought back in 1964? Here we go.
Every day when the work is behind you and the shop and the store, put the lock on the door. Just get away where your worries won't find you. If you like, well, I'll tell you more. Don't let the day get the better of you. When the evening comes, there's so much to do. You better put on your best and wear a smile. Just come along with me a while, 'cause I tell you, chairs. Soon I'm sure you'll be tapping your feet, because the beat is the greatest there. All around there are girls and boys, it's a swinging place, a cellar full of noise. It's got an atmosphere of its own somehow. You gotta come along right now, 'cause I tell you,
there's your first choice. You're going to choose the Pat Clark song, I Know a Place. Went up to number three in 1964, late 64, early 65. And then the Beatlettes came out in also the same era on the Jubilee record label. Only 17, the Beatlettes. Okay, let's keep going. You got to choose a song here. You got a dollar. You got to buy one of these two records. Which one's it going to be? We're going to play one this time. Get started. The charted one is going to be the Shirelles, dedicated to the one I love. And then the Dream Girls on the Cameo label. These are both from 1959. And the name of that this song the Dream Girls did is Don't Break My Heart. So see which one you would have bought back in 1959.
This is dedicated to the one I love.
Was the Dream Girls, 1959 on the Cameo label, Don't Break My Heart. It first came out on the Twirl label, and then the Cameo, and then later on it came out on the Big Top label. So it came out on three different labels, but it just didn't chart. Maybe it did some local stuff somewhere. Maybe it charted in some local radio stations. That's a really good song. I like that one a lot. And before that, when you got to choose between the Shirelles from 1959, went up to number 83 that year. Now, 2 years later, Dedicated to the One I Love by them went up to number 5. So it caught on after a couple of years. But we're doing 1959 right now because that's when the Dreamgirls came out. Okay, so make your choice there. Which one would you have bought? You've got a dollar and you got to buy one. Okay, let's go back one more year before that, 1958. Connie France is just loaded with hits over the years and well-deserved. Some great, great fun music, some real slow, tear-jerking kind of music, but she did some fun stuff that sped up a little bit too. And that's what we're going to play here. From 1958, we're going to play Stupid Cupid. And we're going to pit her against, I believe, Carole King's first recording. That was as far as release stuff, not a demo or something. But Carole King did one called Going Wild, and it's on the ABC Paramount label in 1958. And we're going to pit her up against Connie France's Stupid Cupid.
Stupid Cupid, you're a real mean guy. I'd like to clip your wings so you can fly.
Stupid Cupid.
I'm in love and it's a crying shame.
Stupid Cupid.
And I know that you're the one to blame.
Stupid Cupid.
Hey, set me free. Stupid Cupid, stop picking on me. I can't do my homework and I can't think straight.
Stupid
I meet
Cupid.
Him every morning by the half past eight.
Stupid Cupid.
I'm acting like a lovesick fool.
Stupid
You've
Cupid.
Even got me carrying his books to school.
Stupid Cupid.
Cupid, stop picking on me. You mixed me up but good right from the very start. Hey, go play Robin Hood with somebody else's heart. You got me jumping like a crazy clown.
Stupid Cupid.
And I don't feature what you're putting down.
Stupid Cupid.
Since I kissed his love and lips and wine,
stupid
the thing
Cupid.
That bothers me is that I like it fine.
Cupid.
Hey, set me free. Stupid Cupid, stop picking on me. You got me jumping like a crazy clown.
Stupid Cupid.
And I don't feature what you're putting down.
Stupid Cupid.
Since I kissed his love. Stop it on me.
Records are spinning, we really fly. That's the
right, Going Wild, Carole King, 1958, on the ABC Paramount label, song that she wrote. You flip it over, you got a real nice song, too, a little slow, more of a slower song called The Right Girl, and she wrote it also. Of course, she wrote so many great songs that other people had hits with, but this was her, I believe, her first attempt. I think I'm right in saying that. If I'm not, I'll find out, I'm sure. But anyway, real good sound by her, but you got to choose. You want to buy that record if you had a dollar? Or if you had to choose, would it be Connie Francis that we played before that one, Stupid Cupid? Number 14, a song for her, a song that was co-written by Neil Sedaka. You know, she and Neil hung around together some also back in the days. So that real good sound. Connie Francis, just hit after hit. So you got to choose, though. You got a dollar and you got to choose one of those songs. Would you stay with Connie or go with Carol? Okay, let's keep going now. We're going to go a little country theme next. And, you know, Skeeter Davis had a lot of big hits, pop and country. And she did one called I Can't Help You, I'm Falling Too. It was an answer song to Hank Locklin's Please Help Me, I'm Falling. And she's just saying, I can't help you because I'm falling too. Went up to number 39 on the pop charts. And good sound by her. And she had great, great hits over the years, too. And but she's going to be pitted up against a little record on the Columbia label by Norma Jean. A little song called Some Place to Cry. Now, Norma Jean went on to have a pretty good career in the country western music genre and had quite a few hits, but not on the Columbia label. And Columbia didn't have any, just couldn't get the right sound from her. But I think this one's a good song I'm going to play, and hopefully it'll be a good competition up against Skeeter Davis.
You're falling, but what can I do? You want me to help you, but I'm falling too. I know that we're wrong, dear, but
someone to just some place to cry over you.
Some Place to Cry, 1960, Norma Jean. There again, that's on the Columbia label. It never charted. I hope it got some airplay somewhere. Now, she had 22 country western hits on the RCA label. And one that you might remember was Let's Go All the Way. And she spent 7 years with Porter Wagoner on his show. So, you know, really good career in the music world. But Columbia, she just couldn't get anything going with the Columbia label and went over to RCA and then had a really nice career. So, you got to choose. Would you buy that record or would you buy the first one I played there? Skeeter Davis, I Can't Help You, I'm Falling Too. Went up to number 39 in 1960 for Skeeter. And like I say, lots and lots of hits for Skeeter. And you just got to sit there and make a choice. And maybe you can come back the next week and buy the other record. I don't know. But they're both really good sounds. Okay, we keep going here now. A little fun song here. We're going to do one. We got the Dixie Cups going to be up against Joanne Smith. Dixie Cups had a number 12 hit in 1964 on into 65, People Say. And Joanne Smith did a little song that came out on the Groovy label. And it's with the tune of Work With Me Annie. And the name of the song is Work With Me Ringo. So you can tell from 1964-65, this is a song that someone put together some lyrics for her to sing and going along with the Beatles invasion over here. And this is Work With Me Ringo. So you go in the record show shop, you got a dollar, and you've got to go home with one of these two records. Here we go. Which one's it gonna be?
Don't you ever leave me sad and blue. Don't you ever tell me we are through. Don't you ever hurt me if you do. Everything they're saying will be true. People say.
Don't cheat.
Make it real sweet. Oh, oh, please. So good to me. Work with me, Ringo. Let's get it while the getting is good.
So good, so good, so good, so good.
Ooh, we Ringo, how you thrill me when my head
Smith, Work With Me Ringo, 1964, late 64 into 65. And then the Dixie Cups, People Say, number 12 for them that year. And you've got to decide, if you had that dollar in the record store, which one of these would you go home with? A little upbeat song, a little dilly there by the Dixie Cups, a little more R&B sound, Joanne Smith. Okay, let's go. We got the Supremes coming up next. They're going to be pitted against a group called Candy and the Kisses. This is 1965. The Supremes had a number 11 hit called Nothing But Heartaches. And the same year, Candy and the Kisses, who had, I think they had one pop hit and quite a few releases over the years. And this one's on the Cameo label. And the name of the song is Soldier Baby of Mine. And Phil Spector had a little bit of work in writing this song with some other guys there. So a little throw off on Soldier Boy by the Shirelles a few years earlier, but this is Soldier Baby of Mine, and you got to choose between it and the Supremes, Nothing But Heartache.
Yes.
Candy and the Kisses, 1965, Soldier Baby of Mine, came on the Cameo label. And before that, competing against these that song was number 11 hit for the Supremes, Nothing But Heartaches. And we're playing two songs at a time, and we're competing. Which one of these would you have bought if you went into the record store and had a dollar and you had to buy one of these two? Just having a little fun with some music that charted and some that didn't chart. Maybe you never heard some of these uncharted. Maybe somewhere along the way you've heard them somewhere. But anyway, some really good sounds out there that didn't get a chance to get airplay and didn't chart. Okay, we got to go on. We got Pat Clark coming up next, doing a song called I Couldn't Live Without Your Love, number 9 hit for her in 1966. And she's going up against a lady by the name of Carolyn Daye, D-A-Y-E. And the name of the song is Now and Then. And this is a record that was arranged and produced by Anita Kerr. I think you've heard of her many, many times. So Anita Kerr singers and other people like that. So, but anyway, so here we go. First, we're going to start off with Pat Clark, then Carolyn Daye, 1966. right, from the Liberty label, 1966. That's Carolyn Day, D-A-Y-E, a little song called Now and Then, a song that didn't chart. And she has been in competition in our little test here today with Pat Clark, who in 1966 had a number 9 hit with I Couldn't Live Without Your Love. So you have to decide which one of those two records you'd buy if you had that dollar at the record store. Okay, let's keep going. We've got our double play of the day today. It was had to figure out how to get a double play in today, but we did it here. What we're going to do is play two songs by the Angels. First will be Till, and then a song called Cry Baby Cry, 1962, for these two songs. And they both charted. And you're going to have to choose between one of those two and a song by Ann Margaret called Take All the Kisses. And I'll tell you a little bit more about that recording when we get back. But right now, we got the Angels, double play of the day, Till and Cry Baby Cry.
Till the moon deserts the sky, till all the seas run dry, till then I worship you.
the kisses that I gave you. Promises I made.
RCA record label, Anne Margaret, Take All the Kisses. Now, that particular record was the flip side of a song called Bye Bye Birdie. Of course, you remember the movie Bye Bye Birdie, probably, if you were around back in the early 60s, mid-60s. She, along with Paul Lynn and, gosh, I forgot who all, I think Dick Van Dyke was maybe in there. Who was it? I can't remember now. But anyway, Bye Bye Birdie. And so they put the, then she sang the song Bye Bye Birdie in that movie. And on the flip side of this is Take All the Kisses. And I hope people that bought the record because they like Bye Bye Birdie definitely flipped it over, because I definitely like the flip a lot better than Bye Bye Birdie. But now this, there was an LP with a soundtrack, Bye Bye Birdie, but Take All the Kisses was not included because it was not part of the movie. So I don't know why they added it on this. I thought they'd probably do a song from the movie on the flip side of this Bye Bye Birdie, but I'm glad they didn't, because this is a really nice song. But that's Anne Margaret, Take All the Kisses. And there, she is competing against the Angels. And you got two today, because we're doing, on this particular set, we're doing two because it's our double play of the day. We started out with Teal, which went up to number 14 on the charts in 62, and Cry Baby Cry, number 38 on the charts. So see which one you would have bought if you had to go to the store. I'm giving you three to choose from this time. See which one of those you would have bought for a dollar at the record store. Okay, we've got Brenda Lee with her big hit, Sweet Nothing. It's going to be competing up against a group called the Gay Nails, G-A-Y, and then N-E-L-S, Gay Nails. And the name of that song is Uh-Huh. So here we go right now, 1959, number four hit for Brenda Lee, Sweet Nothings.
Uh-huh, honey. All right. My baby whispers in my ear, sweet nothing. He knows the things I like to hear. Things he wouldn't tell nobody else. Secret, baby, I keep him to myself. Sweet nothing, sweet nothing. We walk along hand in hand. Sweet nothing. Yeah, we both understand. Sweet nothing. Sitting in class or trying to read my book, my baby give me that special look. Sweet nothing, sweet nothing.
that's enough for tonight. Sweet nothing. Mmm, sweet nothing. Sweet nothing. Mmm, sweet nothing. Sweet nothing.
Gay Nails, that's the name of the song. I didn't just say it. The Gay Nails. And that came out on the OK record label. And that was 1959. Really a bouncy song for them. And you've got to decide whether to buy that record or the one we played before it. Brenda Lee's number four hit, Sweet Nothings. We've been playing charted records in the genre of the girl group sound or the female vocalist sound, and pitting them against each other from records that came out approximately the same period of time, and gave you a dollar and sent you to the store, and you have to buy one of them. So hope you had fun doing that today. We got one more we're going to do. But some of these records that I've been playing were promo labels. They went straight to the radio stations, disc jockey labels or whatever, and I don't know if all of them were stock put out in the record stores. I think, you know, you have to see if the disc jockey is going to play them first. So some of these may have never even been printed as a stock record to go to the record stores. So, but anyway, some great, great sounds we've heard today by something you may have never heard before. Some good, good sounds competing against records that did chart. And I loved all these songs that charted. They were some of my favorites. But I just wanted to see what you thought about maybe there were some records that maybe could have beat some of these out. I don't know. But we got one more set we're going to do right now. Our last one's going to be Barbara Lewis, 1965, number 11 hit for her, Make Me Your Baby. And boy, could she put some good music out. But she's going to be competing against a girl by the name of Sherry Viney. Viney, but it looks like it's spelled Wine, W-E-I-N-E, but I've heard that it's pronounced with a V almost, Viney or something like that. I'm sorry, Sherry, I'm having a hard time with your name. I think it's supposed to be a German word, a name, but anyway, she did a record that came out on the World Artist label called Start the World Spinning, 1965. So let's go right now with Barbara Lewis competing against Sherry Viney with, and she's going to do her song, Make Me Your Baby.
I'm going to kiss you in a special way. care for evermore. When I'm your baby,
spinning on the World Artist label, Sherry Vinay, W-E-I-N-E. You can pronounce it Wine if you want. I'm not sure. But, you know, I listened to that record, and something just made me think, I wonder if that was kind of an answer song to Eddie Arnold, who had a song in 1965 also called Make the World Go Away and Get It Off My Shoulder. Remember those lyrics? And this one is Start the World Spinning Again, My Baby's Back. I just wondered. I don't know. I do notice that one of the co-writers of this song is a P. Evans. And I wonder if that's Paul Evans, who did some writing and had a couple of little hits he did. Remember the one, what was it, Seven Little Girls in the Backseat? A little fun little song. He did that. But I don't know if that's him or not that co-wrote this. But anyway, it says P. Evans. Anyway. And she was competing against Barbara Lewis's number 11 hit, Make Me Your Baby. And all the show today, you had to choose between a charted record and an uncharted record that came out approximately the same time. and you had to buy one of them. So hope you had fun doing that, and thanks for joining us today. And let me just say also, we had a great time a couple weeks ago at the BRC Record Show, our annual show that we do every third weekend in August, and had a big crowd of people coming in, lots of people buying stuff. Dealers had great shows, and just a good time. So plan on being with us next August. Make plans to be there at the Gardendale Civic Center, third weekend in August. I don't know those exact dates yet, but had a good time. And if you can't wait to August, there is another record show coming up in Birmingham in March. The Alabama Record Collectors will be doing theirs at the same venue, the Gardendale Civic Center. And I believe it's the first weekend in March. I'll have to check those dates. You can go to their website, Alabama Record Collectors, and look up and see what their dates are. But anyway, thanks for joining us today. And we are going to end with an instrumental today. We've been playing all girls songs today. And we're going to do a little song called Hot Licks. It's an instrumental by a group called The Carols, K-A-R-O-L-S. And hope you enjoy that one. Hey, thanks for joining us. And we'll catch you next time on BRC Radio.